On the largest island off the coast of Victoria, there are over 200 bird and 600 plant species. I'm not talking about Tasmania. I'm talking about French Island. It's only accessible by water and home to just 100 people, which, coincidentally, is about the same amount of orchid species that bloom on the island. It's only about 60 kilometres or so from Melbourne, right in the middle of Western Port Bay. It's a haven for flora and fauna, as Clive Gordis found out when he moved to the island with his wife, Faye. They used to work rehabilitating bush sites around Melbourne and were amazed by the diversity of species. Jenny Henderson spoke to Clive Gordis when she recently visited French Island.
Right at the moment, it's just so fertile. There's reproduction going on everywhere you look. The insects are everywhere. It's just wonderful. It's just such a healthy place.
If we stop for a couple of seconds, you can even hear lots and lots of bird calls in the air. They're just filling the air at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. When we first came to the island, it was a bird place. The bird observers used to come, but very little was known about the flora, and that started our interest in looking at the flora of the island. At the time, there was only about 30, mid-30s orchids known. Well, we've looked ever since then, and the orchid list now is about 110 species. It also holds a flora which has disappeared from certainly around Melbourne, the heathlands.
What type of environments are on the island?
Well, it's an island for a start, so it's circular. So each part of the island faces a different part of the compass. So naturally, in every little niche, there will be things that only grow in that niche. The blue gums, for instance, they only grew on the eastern side of the island, and apparently blue gums like facing east. On the Hastings side of the island, there used to be an extensive network of swamps. They grade into wet heathland, comes around them. That grades towards the centre of the island. We're at the centre now. It begins to rise here, so this is a heathy woodland.
As you mentioned, we're standing on your property at the moment, and you've just pointed out an orchid at our feet. Maybe we should go for a little bit of a walk and see what other plants we can find.
Well, before you go, there's the grasses. The grasses are a feature. Anyone that comes to visit the island will go along the firebreaks, and the firebreaks are where visitors get access to move across the island. The firebreaks opened up a whole new level of ecosystem for things to grow. That's why the orchids have proliferated, the grasses, and they gave all of these little things that don't get a chance other than after fire.
What are some of the species that are really doing well on the island?
Oh, without a doubt, the orchids. They love the open areas. We get the chance to watch colonies of orchids grow. On the mainland, they're watching them retreat. Here, in the natural world, species are trying out new ground all the time. And more often than not, the species are successful. So the orchids here are colonising new ground all of the time.
Do you think that the fact that the island's isolated from the mainland plays a part in its unique ecosystem?
Without a doubt, it was more difficult to destroy for a start. If we had have had a bridge, people would have been able to come and go. They would have been able to bring superphosphate easily. They would have been able to bring new species of grasses. They would have been able to bring weeds. And until the mid-60s, there wasn't even a reliable barge. So it made it very difficult to farm. So that's protected the island.
As we're sort of heading down to the back of your property here, we're coming into a bit more dense bush. What are some of the species that you can see here?
The tea tree's flowering. This is Banksia marginata. The tea tree's gathered over since about early September, where there's four species of tea tree. They flower one after the other, and they culminate about mid-October, so that the whole landscape is covered with a sea of white. Underneath that, we slowly get the peas kick in one by one until again about the same time. Mid-October is about tidal wave of colour hits the bush here, with the locals told us when we first came, they call summer snow, and it's really appropriate. It's not snow, not summer, but it's snow-like.
And as you look out into the bush, you can see it sort of peppering, the white colour peppering through the bush all through as far as the eye can see, really.
And little white dots all over the ground as well from the petals that fall off them.
Over your years here, especially working in bush rehabilitation, have you noticed any pests that have tried to take a foothold on the island and may or may not have succeeded?
About 4 or 5 years ago, we had cup moths. And cup moths are a really interesting, pretty little caterpillar that's green with dots of colour on it and little stingers on them. And they love the leaves on the eucalypts, and they defoliated almost every mess made on the island, and it was a real worry. In the end, it righted itself. They died off when it began to get cooler in autumn and the trees grew back their leaves. You need some repellent.
We've just stopped, and for a second I've been engulfed in a cloud of mosquitoes, and they are a feature of the island and probably something that's kept a lot of people away. But what are the significance of the mosquitoes to the ecosystem here?
Well, the grey fantails, for a start. You'll stand still and the grey fantails will come up and pluck the mosquitoes right off your face. We've got a really healthy bird population. Birds love mosquitoes. And if you take the mosquitoes away, it will unbalance our ecosystem. One of the features of the island is the variety, the genetic diversity of the species here. They will range through all shades, all colours, whereas on the mainland, because the population is restricted, a reserve is only so small, you'll get one particular colour of plants survives in that reserve, and they tend to think, well, this is the colour of the species, and then they see it as another colour here and they think, oh, it must be another species. It's not at all. It's as nature intended it.
What do you love about its diversity?
Oh, I love it because it's natural. It's the way it should be.
Jenny Henderson from ABC Local Radio Gippsland reporting with Clive Gorders, who lives on French Island. If you'd like to see some of the photos that Faye Gorders has taken of some of those species, you can see them over at our website, abc.net.au/rn, and then search through the program menu to find Off Track. I'd love to hear from you over there. Now, even though the mozzies might have been annoying Jenny out on French Island while she was trying to concentrate, there are groups of people, entomologists, who are fascinated by insects.